My guest is Lucia. Welcome, Lucia.
Thank you.
From Chester?
Yes, that's right.
Look, we've just been discussing Chester with Lucia. Lovely place. Love going there. I've always intended to do a pub crawl there. Because, you know, there's piles of pubs all within walking distance, aren't
there? Yeah,
and they're all different as well. And I was telling Lucia that I used to DJ at Quake Ways and talking about an old friend of mine, Gordon Vickers, and she knew him as well. Because you've been a barmaid at a few of them, have you?
I did used to work in Rosie's, which you were referring to as Quake Ways, yes.
Okay, now, you've got a great story to tell about Duffy, who's a friend of yours, that you know her as Amy, don't you?
I know her as Amy, yeah.
So, how long have you known Duffy?
Well, I met her back in 2004. She was performing in Alexander's on an open mic night.
Yeah.
And she was truly amazing. I did go up to her and have a little chat with her, introduce myself and say that I was a songwriter. I also said that she was welcome to sing any of my songs if she ever needed original material. So I didn't know if she wrote herself. And that was it. We just got talking from there. And I was attending a course at the time, a songwriting course in Chester. And I did actually try and get Amy on the course. Unfortunately, it was full though. So it was back in 2004 when I met her. And then later on that year, we came to work together with a song of mine, I Melt. So, yeah, she heard it on a friend of mine, David Burton's computer, and she liked what she heard, and I had a phone call from David asking if Amy could sing it in Alexander's, and before I knew it, she'd recorded it, and, you know,
brilliant.
It sounded wonderful.
Absolutely brilliant. What did she sing that night in Alexander's? What was she doing covers?
She was singing covers, yeah. I mean, she's got such a soulful voice. I just remember it was, you know, it was a lot of that type of... As we all know, she likes our old music.
Yeah.
So she was singing the old type of music and, you know, with a real soulful voice, and she sang my song.
How does it feel now, looking at her on the telly and reading about it in the papers and everybody's going mad over it?
It's really weird, to be honest. I mean, it's really nice that it's come to somebody that, you know, as nice as Amy and as talented. As soon as I met her, and I did, you could just see the talent shining out of her, and her voice is absolutely exceptional. So.
It makes you feel good, though, doesn't it, knowing that you actually spotted it, you actually said to yourself, this girl is so good.
I know, because I'm quite a shy person. I never go up to anyone. Anyone that knows me knows I never go up or approach anyone, but she was just so amazing. I had to go up to her and tell her.
Okay, now the song was called I Melt.
Yep.
And Duffy recorded this in the studio.
Yes.
Okay, let's hear it then. Duffy with a Lucia song, I Melt. My guest is Lucia, and that was Duffy with a song that Lucia wrote. And Duffy asked, could she record? And tell us where you first heard her singing that, Lucia.
First heard her singing my song.
Yeah.
It was in Alexander's Jazz Bar in Chester and Rufus Court.
Yeah, but where was it?
What do you mean?
Where was it when you first heard her practice, innit?
Oh, it was in the toilets in Alexander's.
Lucia's in the toilet and she has somebody in a booth singing her song.
I was like, who's that?
And she shouts over the booth, who's that? And when she came out, you realised it was...
Yeah, I recognised her straight away, and it was a bit funny, but at first I thought, who's that singing my song?
I'm surprised nobody's been in touch with her to release that name, Lucia. I really am. I mean, some enterprise, and it's a good song.
Fingers crossed.
I mean, Dave did a good recording of that.
He did an amazing recording. Yeah, that's David Burton from Saltney in Chester. So yeah,
I mean, if she puts it on her next album, you're loaded.
Well, let's hope so.
But you sing yourself, of course.
Yes, I do.
Professionally?
Yeah. No, definitely just amateur.
And you wrote that song how many years ago?
Oh gosh, it was I think I was about 19 years old. Yeah. That's a long time ago.
Yeah. That's a good song. Very well constructed, and she sang it super.
She did. I can't think of anyone better to have sung it.
Now, you're going to be singing one of your own now.
All right.
Tell me about this song.
It's called Everything's Gonna Be Alright. It's actually quite an unlucky song. I wrote it a few years ago when I was in a relationship, and I wrote the song to say that everything was going to be all right, and we broke up the next day, so it's a bit of an unlucky song.
Wrong title. Okay, here she is, Lucia, and Everything's going to be all right.
To love.
Totally different from I Melt.
Yeah, it is completely. Totally different. All my songs are completely different styles, I suppose.
Well, it's the production that makes a difference. It's very an imaginative production. Who produced it?
That was produced by Neil Preston, and Ruth Ann Pollard is also singing in the background as well with me.
It's very imaginative. That's more a clubby song, isn't it?
Yeah.
A trance song.
I think because it was co-wrote. I mean, I come up with the lyrics and Neil Preston came up with the melody, so that's probably why it's got such a different feel to it.
So what do you do then? What do you do for a living yourself?
I'm actually a qualified fitness instructor, and all my life I've always just been a fitness instructor. The past 2 years I've been in leisure management, so that's what I do by trade.
Well, good luck, Lucia. We'll certainly play I Melt again, if that's all right with you.
Certainly is.
We'll let you on the week, and let's hope somebody out there uses their head and starts to do something with it, because it's a good song, and Duffy is really hot at the moment. Add the two together, and there could be something there.
Well, definitely. If anybody does want to ever work with me or do anything with that song, if they can contact me on my website.
Which is?
www.luciacordaro.co.uk.
So that's Lucia.
Yeah, C-O-R. D for Delta, A-R-O.
C-O-R-D-A-R-O.
Yeah.
Lucia Cordara.
.co.uk.
.co.uk. Great name, that. That's an Italian film star, that. There she is, the new sex symbol of the 2000s, Lucia Cordara.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, thanks very much, Lucia, and good luck with it.
Oh, thank you, Billy.
Somebody out there has got a bit of enterprise and uses that song in some way.
Let's hope so.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.